This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. As the academic year draws to a close, Philadelphia is assessing its experiment with private management of some of its public schools. Last fall, test scores showed that only 1 in 3 students in the city's public schools could read at grade level. Math skills weren't much better. The school district was in disarray. The district has a new school board and is taking stock of the year's successes and failures. It's a mixed report card. Many schools still are struggling under privatization. NPR's Claudia Sanchez reported on the problems as the school year began, and this month he returned to Philadelphia for this update.
Many community groups vigorously opposed the state's contract with private companies to take over Philadelphia's worst schools. Others praised the unprecedented $120 million deal because it raised an important question. Could the private sector do it better? 9 months later, the answer is no at some schools, and yes at others. Mary Bethune Elementary, for example, is much cleaner. The old filthy carpeting that made kids wheeze and cough has finally been ripped out. And Marjorie Holliday, the principal, says the rats are gone.
Yes, we had a rodent problem, and right now we're standing in front of the courtyard area. All this leads right to the outside, the cafeteria right over here. So if we had mice that were out here, they were getting inside, if they were getting inside, they'd find a food source, they were here and they were here to stay.
A monthly visit by exterminators took care of that. Nothing else has been as easy. Holliday, Bethune's fourth principal in his many years, was hired by Victory Schools, a New York City-based company contracted to run 5 schools, including this one. Holliday says most teachers have been open-minded about the takeover, with one exception, that to this day makes some teachers' blood boil.
They wiped out the library. They wiped out the librarian's position.
Carol Kilimnik has taught second grade for 8 years here. She says teachers were stunned when Victory ignored their pleas not to touch the school's library.
What they really failed to understand, which is what all of these companies coming in failed to do, is they really needed to come into the school and say to people there, what is it that works about your school? And if they had bothered to start off on that foot, they would have heard that the library in our school is the heart of the school.
Victory's Lynn Spampinato, who oversees the company's operation in Philadelphia, says she does not regret turning the library into a computer center, and she doesn't apologize for slashing non-teaching positions, including the librarian, to deal with crowded classes.
We used the school budget to just eliminate every possible position that we could to focus on reducing that class size. The difference is phenomenal.
Class size in grades K to 2 is down to 18 children from a high of 33. Victory's number one goal? To raise kids' scores on the state reading test.
When I touch the sound, you'll say it. Get ready. Yes, get ready.
Beginning in kindergarten classes like this one, all reading instruction these days revolves around a highly scripted phonics-based program known as direct instruction. Principal Marjorie Holliday says it's unlike anything the school has ever tried.
Some people think, oh, isn't it terrible that we're militarizing, if you want to say that, the reading program. But I look at what the test scores have been in the history of this school. They haven't been good.
Only 1 child in 10 was reading at or above grade level before Victory took over. Today, Holliday says kindergartners are farther along than first graders were at the end of last year. But Kilimnik and her fellow teachers say there's a downside.
Everything we're doing is very rigid and it's very narrow, and there's no way to really explore a subject, you know, or to follow kids' interests. It's all regimented. It's like these kids don't know anything, so this is what we want them to know, so we're putting them on this path.
As parents gather to pick up their children at Bethune this afternoon, a few have nothing but good things to say about the way things have turned out this year.
The changes have been okay for me. It has been good.
Shakia Green, a young mother, says she likes what her little boy is learning.
I really like his teacher. And, you know, it was a couple of parents over here at the bus stop and we was talking about that, and it was like it's totally different, and the stuff that she's teaching them is stuff that they teach them in Catholic school or things you would think older kids would know.
9 months into Philadelphia's school privatization effort, though, parental involvement has been a big disappointment. And no school has suffered more because of it than John B. Stetson Middle School. a huge five-story building that rises like a cinder block above Barrio Westmoreland, a neighborhood battling poverty and the second highest crime rate in Philadelphia. Guillermina Soto, the former president of Stetson's parent organization, says nobody expected a private company to come in and perform miracles, but nobody thought things would get worse.
Lately, I've seen a lot of angry parents coming in and out. Their kids getting rolled on, getting beat up by other students, their kids walking the halls, their kids doing everything but learning.
Soto says the relationship between parents and Edison Schools, the largest for-profit school management company in the country, soured after Stetson's longtime principal decided at the last minute that she could not work in a school run by Edison. Richard Roshan, a math teacher, says that left Stetson without a leader.
The beginning of the year, as I view back now, is a disaster. Chaotic enough to make you wonder whether you could teach in your classroom.
Roshan says the problems were not entirely Edison's fault. The staff was bitterly divided, and to some degree, it still is. Some hate working under Edison. Roshan and others are willing to give Edison a chance. He says if people think this year was a waste, it was because they refused to work as a team.
Those who have been here, part of this school for many years, should have been able to say, well, here's what we need to do now to improve what we had.
Stetson today has no parent leader. Over 70% of the students flunked at least two courses this year, which means they'll have to attend summer school. And the current principal has told Edison she's not coming back next year. All of this has overshadowed Edison's successes, like streamlining the math curriculum and introducing a student evaluation system that pinpoints kids' academic weaknesses. Company officials declined to discuss personnel matters at Stetson, but they insist that students at this school and in the other 19 schools Edison is running are doing better academically than they were 9 months ago. Paul Vallis, Philadelphia's new schools chief, says Edison has stumbled, but he gives the company an A for effort.
There's professional development going on. There's significant class size reduction going on. There are a lot of things going on in those schools, so clearly there has been an attempt to make improvements in those schools, and I really felt that I would need at least perhaps another year to really evaluate and assess before we made other decisions regarding whether or not to take schools away.
Of the 7 contracts the school district has with private companies, universities, and nonprofit groups, Vallis has terminated only one. That's likely to end up in litigation. Vallis's message to proponents of privatization, meanwhile, is this.
If you're going to develop a model and you can't replicate it, then what's the use of developing the model? I mean, the whole argument behind private management has been we can do better with the same resources that you're giving to neighborhood schools.
Vallis has already decided to slash funding for privately run schools, which have been getting a lot more money than regular schools. He's not even waiting for this year's reading and math scores due in late June. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Philadelphia.